VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli police on Sunday recommended indictments for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah on bribery and other charges. The recommended indictments are a result of a police investigation into whether regulatory benefits were granted to a large Israeli telecommunications company in exchange for positive news stories about the prime minister. Police say there is evidence to charge the couple with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. The attorney general must now decide whether the Netanyahus will be indicted. Police had already recommended indicting the prime minister on corruption charges in two other cases. The U.S. is preparing for a state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the late president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral, though details have not yet been announced. And even though President Trump had a tense relationship with the Bush family, Sanders says he and Mrs. Trump will attend. He'll also designate Wednesday as a national day of mourning. After tweeting, the 41st president was a truly wonderful man whose accomplishments were great from beginning to end. The other ex-presidents are also praising him, with President Obama saying George H.W. Bush's legacy of service may never be matched, though he'd want all of us to try. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron held an emergency security meeting Sunday to talk about how to deal with the protesters who have mounted demonstrations in Paris for three straight weekends. They're upset with new taxes and with Macron's leadership. The demonstration in Paris this weekend evolved into a riot. It's the worst urban rioting in Paris in more than 10 years. This is VOA News.